With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. 12 U.S. senators sent a letter to the Department of Agriculture urging approval of the National Bison Association's request for a $17 million purchase of bison meat under the Section 32 Surplus Removal Program. Dave Carter of the National Bison Association says the bison industry has been hit very hard by COVID-19.
But even last year, we had a larger than anticipated crop of market-ready animals coming in to be processed because USDA hasn't tracked, you know, bison on feed or weaning reports or anything like that. We didn't have a periscope to tell us that these animals were coming through the pipeline. So we started to see a buildup of supply and some real downward pressure on our prices that preceded COVID-19.
And the senators say the U.S. Department of Agriculture does have the authority to make those purchases.
And we're just asking for a purchase of ground bison meat, and it would be everything from the food distribution program on Indian reservations to VA hospitals to, you know, other federal institutions, which for us is very important because we're just starting to come into the sales season for folks that are weaning their calves. And, you know, that decision will have a big influence on the prices that those calves will bring here in the coming months.
I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.